Well, governments have been cautioned today that if they don't listen to the voices of Indigenous women, the country will keep missing the mark in trying to address key social issues like community violence. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commissioner, June Oscar, issued the call as celebrations for NAIDOC Week focus on the achievements of Indigenous women and girls. June Oscar is also partway through a long-term national survey of Indigenous women and girls, which she says continues to highlight experiences of entrenched and institutional racism. Wiyaniyu Dungani is also known as the Women's Voices Project, comes as NAIDOC Week events focus on the theme Because of Her, We Can. June Oscar is a Bunuba woman from the Fitzroy Crossing area of WA. I asked her earlier why Indigenous women need such platforms in 2018.
Why shouldn't women, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, be acknowledged for their contributions to society, to families and communities in this country? For far too long, we have heard different interpretations by others around what life is like for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women in this country. And so this NAIDOC Week, we acknowledge the achievements of many Indigenous women to the life of families and communities in our country.
One of your big focuses this year has been the Wiyaniyu Dungani Project, the Women's Voices Project, and you've launched an online survey, but you've also met with more than 1,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and girls across many states and many more to come. Is there a dominant theme emerging about their experiences?
We have had the wonderful opportunity of hearing of their achievements, of their strengths, but we also hear from them around what is it that continues to create uncertainty and the struggles that women face in this country. One of the long-standing common issue that's raised is the issue of structural racism. That undermines the quality of life of someone, the right to access services, the right to be treated as a human being.
And when you say structural, institutional, in which institutions?
It's across health, education, it's across the access to social services, it's the services that are absent from some of these spaces that women and girls live, you know, the way in which the services are able to be available and that they're removed from their realities, from in their communities because of funding cycles without the engagement and the consultations with those women and girls in all of their communities.
We've seen a lot of conversations in the past around the absence of Aboriginal women's voices from the discussion about violence in Indigenous communities. Is that an area where we're still failing?
Well, I think we need to engage with everyone who's impacted by the violence, in whether it's family and domestic violence, whether it's community violence, whether it's structural violence. It's critical that women are able to be heard, for women to be saying what change and what responses can look like in those situations, rather than someone making assumptions around what a good response might look like. I think we will keep missing the mark if we do not include the voices of those who have the lived experience, the families and the support networks that are wrapped around these people at the community level, at the family level, at an organisation level. You know, they are critical stakeholders in this conversation.
When I look around at the landscape now of people who are engaged in the national discourse across whatever issue, I see very many more Indigenous women than I did when I was a child 50 years ago growing up in Western Australia. It has changed for the better, has it not?
Well, I think there's always room for more change. We can do better. And we need to be understanding that there are many women out there that are brilliant at what it is that they do. And we need to create the spaces and the opportunities to engage with those women and girls.
You met with the Prime Minister recently to update him on the Women's Voices Project. You obviously have further to go, more voices to hear before you report formally. But what was your message to the Prime Minister?
The message was simple. Listen to the voices of Indigenous women in Australia. nothing will change unless we engage the very people that we're trying to support and improve relationships and the unfinished business with. So we must have a voice. We must be at the table.
June Oscar, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commissioner June Oscar, and there's a longer version of that interview at our website. Search ABC PM.